Welcome back to We Speak Dispatch, your favorite podcast and show that we see every Wednesday. So it's important that you kind of tune in and watch what we're doing over here. So today we're joined by our regular folks out there. We got Joe right there. We got John down there and I got Leslie over there. So there we go. We're all here and we're going to talk about a topic that's kind of impacts all of us because it's something that I don't know if we all think about this a lot.
Bless you.
John, but it's something we should be thinking about. So it's about training. So in training, do you ever find that if you're out on the road training, like all of us have been on the road at one time or another training people, and do you ever find that people say, that's not how we do it here? We have to kind of say to ourselves, how do we merge that this is how I do it compared to how you do it, compared to what this person does it? How do we kind of make sense of that realm of all these different possibilities the way we do things? Because I know, and you all know too, that the big companies, the Ninas, the APCOs, and all these folks are trying to make this universal training. Like everybody's going to get the same training, but is it different for John? Is it different for Joe? Is it different for Leslie? And was it different for me? Yeah. What we did was different than the way most of you do dispatching. So how do we kind of bring this continuity together of this kind of thing? So Leslie, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I think one of the first things we have to do is identify that we're all using the same objective. You know, we're here to answer the phone and help people, you know, send the resources, know what we can do. So while getting to the end result may be a little bit different, I think if we can establish that we all have the same objective in mind, I think that can help to some degree. I don't know, John, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, a lot of the policies and procedures are going to be written differently, but they're all going to be guided almost the same in the sense of a little, the policy will be different, but the procedure will probably be more close to how we do things based on the incident type.
And what I found, Doug, is that if you share a story or whatever that talks about bringing the material home, so to speak, like here's the material, here's our learning objectives, here's a story where this impacted me and kind of explains the learning objective. Everybody in that room, even though it's maybe different, can typically relate to it.
That's true.
If they can't, you can say to the class and get the class involved, can you tell me how one of the stories at your agency talks about these learning objectives and getting the classes more involved while you're teaching and learning from each other? We're a facilitator as well as an instructor. And letting them talk during the class is extremely beneficial so they get as much out of it as possible to compare your teaching points to how they do it, regardless of how many ways people do it that are in the class.
Right. I mean, it's
more importantly.
Go ahead.
Okay. But more importantly, I would say in a class, you have a lot of agencies that come together that are close by. So what it does is it also educates the participants in when I call you, now I know why you need this or why you are asking go ahead.
Well, and it also, if you have that conversation with somebody in class, whether it's virtual or in person, that somebody may be doing something and you're like, wow, that sounds a lot more efficient than how we do it.
True.
Maybe we can do it that way as well. So it's an opportunity to kind of reevaluate, okay, we've always done it this way, so this is the only way we can do it. But then you go and say, well, our neighboring agency is doing it that way and it seems to be working well for them. Why don't we try it this way? And I think that's how the evolution of our profession happens, is even though y'all are in completely different states, because of our interaction, I can take something back to my agency and say, hey, let's just try this because it seems to be working for other agencies in a similar size with a similar responsibility than how we do it. And maybe it'll work for us as well.
Yeah, and it's no different. You know, fire and law enforcement go to conferences and go to classes together. And all of a sudden they like, ooh, I like how that agency uses this terminology. Yeah. And then they bring it back and then say all of a sudden, I mean, it's a kind of a pain for all of us old timers to readapt, but they come back and say, oh, they're at that agency is using this terminology or this language. We need right. to adopt that too. It's the same thing.
It's yeah. sometimes a little more difficult because I know that, you know, everybody's pushing consolidation out there. Everybody wants mm-hmm. everybody to be together in one big comm center, you know, thing. And I know some of you work in a big conglomerated call center, you know, and it's like, but just mixing these smaller agencies together can sometimes create a lot of havoc because right. people are saying that's not the way we do it, or that's right. not the way we set it, or that's not the way we do it. And even on the simplest things you could think of, I know that because I travel around the country like you all do, and sometimes when I'm teaching classes in a different part of the country, I have to say the officer wants to run a license tag on a vehicle in front of him. And in other parts of the country, like where I'm from, we say a license plate. Mm-hmm. When I say plate out there, we all know what it means. But if I say plate in other places, they're not, they're like, right. is that a tag you're saying? It's like,
right.
Well, same and basic thing.
In some places, you know, that, and I've talked to other dispatchers who work at some of those larger centers. And, you know, maybe John and Joe, you can talk to this where, okay, well, this agency wants it this way. And then I work on this channel, they want it this way. And then I work on this channel. And it almost gets to a point where it's like Burger King dispatch where, hey, you get it your way, but so much responsibility then is placed on the dispatcher because I'm sitting in maybe four different chairs, four different agencies, yeah. four different yeah. responsibilities. And how can we expect our employees to succeed when everybody wants it just yeah. a little bit different?
I can't relate at all. I mean, I work no. at one county. No, I work at one county agency, and it's just the way the county runs. Yeah. We don't right. have those large, those smaller municipalities that we have to dispatch right. for.
But
exactly
you guys,
like saying,
your agency
Joe, do you have the same?
So many.
Joe, do you have that?
Yeah, we did in my past agency, not so much the current one I work at, but my past agency, we did just merge the city with the county into one countywide dispatch center. And when I first started it, I heard that a lot. Well, we do it this way. We do it this way. And I observed for about the first 60 to 90 days, took some notes, and realized how confused the dispatchers were. Well, when you get a call that's the same for this. So they were really confused. So I met with the powers that be, which was the directing board. And I said, we do need to change. And we need to come up with one way. And sometimes I'm going to pick the city side, and sometimes I'm going to pick the county side. I don't really have a dog in the fight, so to speak. I'm going to choose the right. best way that works for us with input from everybody. And I got buy-in right away. So when we started to change, and one of the easiest examples is a welfare check on a 911 hangup. One agency said we have to put it in the CAD saying we at least got a call if we had a location. And one agency said, no, you don't. And so we had to just little things like that. We had to consolidate into one way of doing it. And then I also tried to, not for everything, some things I just verbally explained, but if I could find articles or points of reference that either the large agencies like NINA and APCO would recommend ways to doing it, or whether it be in an accreditation, whether it be Lexipol or CALEA, or whatever recommends doing it a certain way, I took that with me and said, this is why I'm making the decision. And finally, the directing board said, it sounds like you're doing your homework. Just get your department on one page and come with all of the changes to us when you're ready.
Yeah.
And it worked very well.
Oh, you lucked out.
Yeah, I did. But getting buy-in at first is where I worked the hardest because I had to get the buy-in from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know that a lot of agencies, you know, they just... Everybody thinks we're doing things so differently, and we really sometimes are doing things differently. I mean, I'll give you a real world example is when Hurricane Katrina happened. When that happened, we sent down 2,000 of our officers to Louisiana to help out down there. They were suddenly realizing we all talk different, speak to everything. I mean, just the simplest thing, it's different. It's because my agency, like some out there, we will never get rid of codes. We just love 10 and 11 codes. But our 1011 codes are not the same as your 1011 codes. And it's just, it was creating this havoc. And a lot of people are saying, well, just speak plain language. Well, the problem is if you're trained on how to do the other way, that's a little easier said than done. Because if you're in a high stress situation, you're going to go back to what you know. You're not going to go say, well, let me say it this way now. I mean, so I think that's what, I think sometimes these differences are sometimes insurmountable, but sometimes we can work through these things.
Self-imposed. Joe, what do you got?
What's an 11 code?
I know we got a lot of them.
I don't know. I don't even know what that is. What is
we have at least 1199? 25.
11 yeah, 1199, 1198.
I've never heard of an 11 code.
So yeah.
There you go.
You have nine codes?
We have 10 code.
Yeah. Well, but are those 11 codes for like events or situations? Like instead of saying sexual assault, it's 1124.
Well, no, then we use the actual PC of that, whatever that was, 243 or whatever it might be. But our 11 codes can mean any number of things. We have 1198, which is meet somebody doing something. Can you 98 with this person over there? So what's really confusing in my agency is we have 10, 11 codes that actually are the same, because we have like 1098, which means you're leaving, and 1198, which means you're meeting. So it is a little, but I know that a lot of our officers came back saying it makes it really difficult when we're all using different codes with, and down in Katrina, there was so many different agencies down there, federal, locals, whatever. God. Everybody was using different codes talking. So if the field is feeling that way, I mean, think about what the dispatchers, like Joe said, yeah. I've been to agencies where they do fire departments and they do 15 different fire departments and they have 15 different policies for each fire department. And I'm like,
it's crazy.
That is a lot to put on a dispatcher.
Right. And there's no way to be successful at that. But, you know, to Doug's point, to the officers responding to different places, you know, there's also TERT, the telecommunicator response, you know, emergency response team. And so now, you know, we can go to either Joe or John's PSAP from Southern California and try to assimilate into what they do. And just, I mean, and I challenge everybody, you know, as we're talking about this, to go to your agency and look at how many agency-specific things you have. Nature codes, agency-specific. CAD, agency-specific. Radio, agency-specific. And so while we can send a field officer, because I would gather that a vehicle burglary is the same in California as it is in Iowa, as it is in Virginia, as it is in Tennessee and Florida and Oklahoma. Those elements are not going to change all that much. But you know, all of us combined probably have close to 100 years or more experience. And none of us could walk into somebody else's agency and sit down and be able to go, I got it.
Yeah.
I got an interesting story about that, Leslie. It's the small things, and it goes right along, Doug, with what you're saying. I drove up north and answered phones. We had the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children called in at a different agency. We had these two young females. And they did end up getting killed. But the FBI and everybody was there and they were answering this tip line that they had advertised, and it was taking its toll on the department. And so they put out a request for help. And I mentioned I could come up, you know, on a weekend when I wasn't working and I could help. And this is years ago. And they ended up letting me open up the police department. I was the only one on shift for answering their calls. And luckily we used the same CAD system at my past job and everything else. So I was aware of it. So I walked into this police department and there was nobody there. It was, you know, like day five, day six, people were tired. So that was a little different. I signed into the CAD system and the very first, they transfer the tip line to me. And I'm like, even though I had tons of experience, I was still just, you know, oh my.
Right.
The first phone call rings. And lo and behold, they had advertised the phone number so much, it was a real domestic in their county, not a tip line about the two.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
I'm entering a domestic phone call into the CAD system, asking the questions I'm trained to do. And we call the person that calls it in something different than the majority of people. I call it the complainant. And we abbreviate it COMP in our call for service. Well, they abbreviate it RP for reporting party.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we
and
do.
So they call me on the phone after I get done and they're like, what is this? Who do we see? Who's the COMP? I'm like, what? You know, I was confused. And I'm like, that's the person that reported. It's the complainant. And they go, the RP. And I was like, what is the RP? And we are definitely in the minority, I'm guessing, that most people do use RP for a reporting party. But just the real small differences, even when you're not even using code, could come into play.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. And you know, we were talking earlier about, okay, so September 11th, 2001, 19 years ago. What interoperability practices have we put in place in our communication center that actually allow us to communicate better with each other, to interact better, to work together for the same objective? What have we done? What have we learned from that event that was so traumatic and so global that we can say, oh yeah, this is what we changed?
Yeah.
Plain language.
Yeah. Well, for and you. My agency, like Doug's, we're not getting rid of any of our codes anytime soon. And so that's the first thing.
But you can make it as simple as possible. I mean, California, where I'm from, what do you think the biggest thing we all face out there? Earthquakes. How many agencies are actually prepared in their comm center to function if you have a major earthquake and everybody's got to stay at that comm center?
Is that a 10 code or an 11 code?
That's an OS code.
Yeah, okay. That's a big one. But it's one of those things where it's like we all expect that kind of stuff, but nobody's prepared for it. You know, I mean, I was just in Iowa, where Joe's from, and they were talking about the, what's that thing called, a derecho or something?
Derecho, yeah.
I've never heard of this thing, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Are people prepared for it? I mean, how do you prepare for such a thing? What about tornadoes? I mean, it's just, there's all these things that we see, man, that should really change the way we do business, and it doesn't. It just doesn't happen. So we have to kind of be aware that although a lot of us have differences out there, we're all in the same business. Like Leslie said, we all should be focusing on our main goal is to serve the people, provide the right kind of help, and protect our officers and field responders. I mean, that should be our main goals, even with all these differences we have in place. I mean, our policy says that if you talk to another agency, you have to talk in plain codes, our plain language. You can't use codes because they won't know what you're talking about. And that's so true for all of us. So, I mean, I love this topic. I think we've had a good lively discussion about it. And I know prior to this, Leslie and I had a discussion about this and it was still lasting. So I appreciate everybody's response with this thing. And I'll be 1098 here in a minute. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Yeah. For an 1198.
107.
Yeah, and I'll be 108.
So yeah, there you go. Well, we definitely appreciate everybody joining us today. If you want to be a member of this, you want to step in here and be one of these boxes that we're talking on, send us an email at wespeakdispatch@gmail.com or join us on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram accounts, or you can always listen to us on a number of podcasts. Joe, can you tell us which ones?
Absolutely. Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Overcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, and CastBox.
So if you're not listening to us, I don't know what the heck you're listening to.
Yeah, so it's important to have that. Just a quick shout out to our Madagascar and Singapore listeners.
Yes, that's right. We have that. So, and you know what else? So if you want to be part of this or you want to have some sort of connection to what we're doing, we have these beautiful fan clubs available now, stickers and decals for you. You can get one of these, send us an email or something if you want to be a fan club member of this. So we'll definitely try to get these out to people as much as we can. So it's important. You want to be part of us.
Those great on water bottles.
Yes, it does.
They're going to be great out there. So if you want any part of that, please join us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or all these podcasts that Joe talks about. Until next time, everybody, we speak dispatch, and so should you.
Bye.
All right, good night, everybody.
911, what's your emergency? This is the police department. How can I help you? Can you find out about medical? 911, emergency, what are you reporting?
911, emergency, what are you reporting? Nine one one emergency. What are you reporting?
Hi. Oh, yeah.